Hi, welcome to the fourth episode of Hello Molly. I'm here with my best friend, Penny!
The amazing Penny.
I think the first question to start off this fourth episode is...
Who likes peanut butter?
Actually, we just had some really great peanut butter pie.
It was so good.
That my mom made, so props to you, Mom.
Golf clap.
Why did you get louder when I said golf clap?
I didn't mean to.
Okay. So, Penny. We're gonna get super emotional right now.
Okay.
Are you ready? What makes a best friend?
What makes a best friend? I would say a best friend is someone you can always rely on. Someone who... Even if you see their text and be like, oh, I should respond to that, and then you don't respond to it, and then they're like, hey, did you see my text? And you totally forgot about it. Not get mad at you for, you know, completely ignoring the fact that you texted.
Yeah, and, I mean, like...
That's not from personal experience, just random, I don't...
That's totally from personal. But it's like not immediately getting mad, like not having a relationship so shallow where you'd be bothered by... The tiniest things.
Oh, yeah. Shallow. It's actually a deep, knowing relationship.
I happen to be completely self-absorbed and deeply shallow. So, what are some of your first memories of me? Because I know we don't actually remember when we met.
I don't remember when I met you. Honestly, I know it was like 7 years ago. So, I've known you for like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of memories of you. But not the one where we first met.
But, like, what is one of the earliest ones? Or, like, kind of earlier.
I remember your mom. Wait a minute. Your mom would always host the gingerbread decorating parties.
Oh!
And
the poetry club.
Yeah, when we used to have poetry club, we'd, like, recite poems. I don't know what. Like, we would just, like, poems and then just, like, eat a bunch of food. That's, like, what we'd do.
And we would put on plays, too.
And we put on little, like,
little plays. So I talked about this in my last video because Penny here also knows Miles.
Yeah.
And so we would put on those little plays. Anyways... Gingerbread houses.
Yes, and I just remember decorating gingerbread houses with you, and then we would eat the nasty, like, sugar candy that always came with it. Like, that stuff is so nasty.
The fake gun drops.
And, like, the frosting that literally tastes, like, disgusting.
Like, the little circles of just, like, pure sugar.
Yes, and, like, we would eat them, but they weren't good, but you would keep eating them because you're just, like, you either have to put all the candy on the house
or in your mouth. Yeah. Okay.
That's another part about being best friends. You can finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
One of my earliest memories of you is probably, we were going on a hay bale ride at a Halloween party a long, long time ago.
Oh my gosh.
In my old neighborhood. I know. And you had those Harry Potter glasses on.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I actually remember that.
But they were like the glasses that
came. Wait, did we meet at the science fair?
Yeah.
What? Is this memory of us meeting?
I remember the science fair, but I also remember, like, a water park, like Splash Pad.
Splash Pad?
I feel like I remember a Splash Pad.
We've been to the Splash Pad multiple times together.
That is true. We have also done multiple shows together.
Oh my gosh, yes, I have a list.
Oh. What was our first show? It wasn't Little Mermaid. Really?
That was the first show we ever did together, yeah.
That's crazy.
So, I have been in... 16 plays, and I'm currently in my 17th, and I'll be in an 18th this summer with my bestie, and no, not you.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
No, it is me.
Or nor it's you.
It is me.
I'll have to unsign up for that then.
And you can't. Sign up's all closed.
Oh crap.
I know. Sucks.
Doesn't it? Please give me some critiques on my accent. I'm working on it. I'm currently planning on someday living in Australia. So any feedback would be great. Thanks.
I'm currently in line for Rapunzel in the new live action Tangled.
Nor.
70 am the usual. So, shows we've been in together, though.
Yeah, Little Mermaid was the first one.
Little Mermaid, Aladdin.
Those feathers. Oh, my gosh. She was Scuttle.
Dude.
She was Scuttle, okay? And she had this feather boa that was, like, stuck to her vest and her
bib.
Hat.
It was a bib. It was a little baby bib that we glued feathers to and put around.
And the glue wasn't strong enough. I literally was finding feathers, like, months later, just, like,
it just didn't,
just, they just didn't, everywhere, they wouldn't, they,
and it was not only you, because we did that production in my church, and I found a feather upstairs, in, like, the loft in our church, just, like, there, and I'm like, well, that was my Scuttle feather, but, like, people kept finding them, they'd be like, Molly, and I'd have to, like, waddle over in my little feather, because I had some on my arms, on the sleeves,
on her cuffs,
and then I had some, like, around my neck, and then on my hat. It was bad.
Yeah.
And people would be like, Molly, you're molting again, and I'd be like, okay, well, you know, I can't help it, I'm just getting into character. But then the next one would have been Aladdin.
That seems crazy long.
It does. Yeah, but it's Aladdin.
But it is, yeah.
Aladdin was that's so pretty crazy. Fun.
Aladdin was so fun. Aladdin. I literally got one of my dream roles. I was Iago.
I got my dream role.
Funny story about...
That was our high.
That was the peak.
That was the peak. Downhill from there.
No, but I remember back when I had, like, really long hair.
Yeah, and it's still purple.
It was still purple. Well, actually, I dyed it purple for the show, and you dyed your hair blue for the show.
I dyed my hair bright blue.
She was Genie. Like, I was, like, so blue.
I told Penny.
Her entire head, too. She was like, I'm dyeing the tips of my hair blue. She comes in with her entire head dyed blue, and I was like, oh!
Well, because, okay, no, I was, like, going into, like, the hair salon, I was like, yeah, I definitely, like, I was saying this to myself, I definitely want the tips done, only the tips, maybe, like, underneath, you know? So it would show when I put my hair up in ponytails. Mm-hmm. But then I, like, sit down at the chair, and I'm like, so I'm thinking maybe, like, tips, maybe, like, a few highlights. And when I said highlights, the lady took with that and ran. She was like, oh, highlights, really? She was like, where do you want the highlights? I'm like, I don't know, like, spread out. And she's like, all around? And I was like, yeah. And so she's like, perfect. I turn around, and I see my hair, and it's all blue, and I loved it. I'm not complaining.
No, it was a good look on you, to
be
honest.
It was awesome.
Until it turned green.
But people were like, emo? Did she turn emo?
It was really pretty, honestly, until, you know, it turned green. And then part of her hair started turning back brown. So it was, like, brown mixed in with, like, this toothpaste green. I called her toothpaste for a hot second.
But, like...
Anyway, back to my story.
Yeah.
when I had... So, back in Aladdin, my hair, I would braid it up the back of my head and then have it, like, in a high ballet bun type thing. But Iago's a bird, and technically in the play, he's not a bird. He's, like, supposed to be, like, just, like, a little human minion or whatever, which I think is
lame.
I was like, I'm still a bird. I'm gonna act like a bird. I have creative freedom or whatever.
Of bird-like actions.
And so, I mean, I asked the director if I could dye my hair purple, and then for the costume, I literally had lipstick on my eyes because I had, like, bright red and purple, like, winged eyeshadow lipstick. It was lipstick.
It was a look.
But main point of the story is that I wanted to put feathers in my hair because as a nod to the fact that Iago was supposed to be a bird. Mm-hmm. Thing is, the only feathers we had at my house belonged to my cat, and they had little bells on them because they were cat toys. And so if I shook my head, you could hear the little bell that was buried in my hair.
Didn't take the bells off?
No!
I thought you took the bells off!
No, it was literally a cat toy with a bell on it.
How
we just stuffed the bell in my
That's
hair.
That's what was holding them in. And then after that, we did What's Up, Doc, which was also a ton of fun. Like, going into it, I was like, I don't know what this
play
is.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what this play is. Like, I'm not huge into, like, Western, like...
And, like... Like, it wasn't, it's not,
it's
like...
it's, like, a Western slapstick comedy.
But it was actually so fun, and we had a lot of freedom with the improv.
Yeah. I always had trouble getting into, the accent that I was supposed to be doing it. And so there was this one, my first line was, how do, Miss Canary? And as long as I said that line, like, I could get the accent. So before I even went on stage, I would just be muttering to myself, how do, Miss Canary? And then I'd lower my voice because I was a guy. I'd be like, how do, Miss Canary? And then I'd just have it. Like, I'd just be able to be like, how do, Miss Canary? And say the rest of my lines with that, like, horrible, horrible accent. And with the horrible, horrible, not quite deepening of my voice. And then I do believe I had voice crack on stage, which was great.
I remember whenever we were doing one of our first rehearsals, you went, how do, and your voice went up, and you were like, oh, shoot. That was pretty funny. Anyways, moving on.
Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast, we both got silly girls, which, if you don't know who that is, it's like the girls who, like, fawn over Gaston. Mm-hmm. In the village, and then we both got the understudies for the character that we had
that we auditioned for. But we both got
silly girls, which, as I mentioned before, are the people who fawn over Gaston. Funny thing about Gaston, he was my brother.
Let's take a moment of silence. Let that sink in. Let that.
Yeah, LeFou and Gaston were both my brothers, and so I had to literally pretend to be in love with my brother. Yeah.
Anyways, it was still a really fun role, though.
It was super fun, because we got to do crazy makeup, and we had, like, bustles, and they were so fun. The ugliest dresses, literally, you've ever seen, but they were just so fun.
It was, like,
a hideous mint green, like, whenever, stripes with ruffles.
Yeah, and they were all different colors. I mean, there was yellow, pink, mint green. And then, like, throughout the performance, they kind of grew on us.
Yeah.
And then we got done with the show, and we're like, oh, we'll never get to put on those uncomfortable dresses with the bustles again. It was kind of sad.
Yeah, it was kind of sad.
But it was a lot of fun.
But anyway, yeah. But I have to say, one thing that has always stuck with me through that performance is at the very end of, like, our second performance or whatever, this person who I did not know who was, I think it was one of my friends, like, grandmas or something, or moms, I don't know.
Okay.
A parental? Of one of my friends, like, came up. I'd never met her. She comes up, and she's like, I just want you to know, I think you did the best job of acting in love with your brother that I've ever seen in my entire life. And I was like, I am not sure if I'm supposed to take that as a compliment. Like, please tell me, is that a compliment? I don't know.
She's like, nah, I just thought you did a very good job.
And I was like, oh, thank you. Oh, I also remember...
Question mark?
I also remember coming out from backstage in our costumes or whatever for pictures, but my bustle had broken during the show, and there was wire in it, and it was just, like, stabbing me painfully in the back. So, literally, I come out, and I was talking with some of my friends who had come to see me and whatever... And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so uncomfortable. So literally right there in, like, literally the middle of the audience, I just literally, like, pulled up my dress. I was wearing leggings. Like, we were all wearing leggings for fast changes
sure,
and anything.
yeah, because we were not.
But I just pulled up, like, the overcoat of my dress and just, like, untied the bustle because I was like, I can't. It literally is stabbing me in the back. And we had to sew it back up for the next show.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of the bustles came undone. And I remember a story. The dress had two parts. Like, it had the skirt.
It had, like, a skirt. And then it had, like, this
coat
this
with a tail. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were doing...
Are you talking about when the...
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. So we had to pin the skirts so they fit our waists. And we were doing Be Our Guest.
No, I think it was Gaston.
No. What? I think it happened during both of those, to be honest.
Wait, because Be Our Guest, we were
was when
pins.
Your hat fell off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, during Gaston, it's like, we have this whole complicated dance number, of course, for Gaston. It's one of the girls.
It was yours, Penny. Your skirt.
Fine. It was mine. My skirt, the safety pin came undone, and my skirt just literally fell off in the middle of the number. And
she
so
was waddling.
And I was just trying to keep it up, but it fell all the way down around my ankles.
And all we have underneath is just white leggings.
White leggings.
Which, you know.
We have, like, a white base.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'll just, like, pick it up, because it was literally just, like, on the floor. So I like, tried to pick it up with my foot while I was dancing. So I did a little kick. My skirt flies up and lands on top of one of the set pieces. I kid you not, it was on the roof of, like, one of the set pieces. And the backstage crew were just like, whoa, where did the skirt come from? It's just, like, hanging over there. And I just did the rest of the dance in only my overcoat. And then at the very end, I, like, grabbed the skirt and just, like, ran off stage because I was like, oh, my gosh. I put many a safety pins when for the actual show, let it be known, it did not fall down.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, after that fun story, let's take a break from theater.
Stories, plural.
Let's take a break from theater. Over to you, Molly.
Yeah, so, Penny, what's your favorite thing about me?
Oh, well, that was abrupt.
I'll say my favorite thing about you.
My favorite thing about you, I love how, like, okay, hear me out. No laughing, just, like, it's gonna be hard for you. My favorite thing about you is, one, you're, like, really supportive of every stupid thing I do, two, you'll watch, like, okay, why am I saying more than one thing? I could be ended.
No, please.
Two, I love that you'll watch literally any stupid, like, Disney Channel show with me, and then that will become, like, our show, and we'll just, like, binge it. Like, Girl Meets World.
We still watch that.
Peaches.
Still comedy gold. Darling.
Thunder. Lightning.
Ring power.
Anyway. Anyway. My main point is I love how easily you laugh. Because you will laugh at anything. Even my literal stupid jokes. I am not funny, guys. I am not funny, but she laughs at me. Or, oh, wait, are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing.
Maybe I don't like that about her. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love how she'll just laugh with me. Like, if I make a joke and nobody else is laughing, she'll just look at me and be like, I got you. And then she'll start laughing, and her laugh is so contagious. I'll be laughing, and then everyone will laugh and not even actually remember that they're laughing at my really bad joke.
They're just laughing because they hear my laugh and think a donkey's dying, and they find it funny.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite thing about you, I mean, you kind of stole mine, but it's, like, your laugh.
And you then, can't steal mine.
No, not like, no. Not like. That's my favorite thing.
That's not going in there. Okay, we're gonna edit out all these laughing.
My favorite part about you, like, I like how, like, unhinged you
are. I like how, like,
but not in a bad way. But you'll just say what you're thinking, and I think it's awesome.
You mean how I have absolutely no filter around certain people?
Yeah, no filter around. And I think that's awesome. I also really like your laugh, because, like, if something's really funny, you'll go... You'll do that, you'll go...
Okay, this is... I'm trying not to do theater things because we've talked about it so much, but this is a short story. So, Molly was an elf.
Yes.
Yes. And she, as elf... Not, she wasn't the elf, but...
I could have been, buddy. I'm just saying.
Jovi. She has, like, a solo song. And it's a pretty small theater. And I was like... I hadn't seen Molly in a while.
Like, it was actually a really long time.
It was actually at least a month or longer. And I hadn't seen her so long, but I was able to come and see her show, and I was so happy because I was going to get to see her. And I was like, how can I embarrass her? Because that's my first thought when I see my best friend. How can I embarrass her the most? And so... She has this big number. She's singing. And everyone starts clapping. And, like, the second before people clapping, and in between when she finishes her song, but the music's still slightly there, but people haven't started clapping yet. People haven't started clapping yet because the music's not over. Well, right then, right in that little lull of silence... I stood up. Well, I didn't actually stand up, but in my head I stood up. I did yell out like, loud. I puffed my chest out.
I straightened up.
And literally as loud as I literally could, I screamed, "That's my best friend!" And I just remember Molly, like, ends the song, like, sitting in a chair.
And wait, a chair. Can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm, like, while after I'm singing this song, I'm supposed to be mad. And so I'm, like, supposed to, like, sit down at the chair and be like, oh, man, you know, like, life sucks, you know?
And he just hears me yell, that's my best friend! Like, and then people start clapping, and she sits down, and she looks down at her lap, and I can just see her so hard trying not to smile. She's just, like, I can just see that smile, and she was like, don't. And then when bows came on, and she had her bow, I yelled again, let's go, Molly! That's my first friend!
Yeah. And I think I yelled something like that, but you didn't hear me.
I didn't hear you. Again. People were applauding too loud.
They were like, okay, so
transitioning from theater to movies or cinema masterpieces.
Videography.
If you will.
Cinematic videos. Okay.
If you will.
If you will. Water under the bridge. But our first, like, video series we ever made was The Randomest Things.
Oh my gosh!
Dude! And the first one we did was us blind taste testing
Jelly beans.
And they were gourmet. Oh, yeah. They were so good.
I think my parental got me...
Parental?
I love that word. I don't know why. My parental, like, got me them for Christmas or something. Not Christmas. Yeah, Christmas?
I don't know. They went somewhere.
No. Yeah. Like my, they went to... Yeah, they... my parental... My mother, if you will.
Didn't they go to, like, Germany or something?
No, she didn't. No, my parents. She didn't leave the country. She went on, like, a trip with her sisters or whatever, and she brought us back, like, gourmet jelly beans. Oh, what was that last, Penny? And I was like, oh my gosh, we should taste test these and, like, see if you can guess what the flavor is from just one jelly bean. Mm-hmm. So we made this whole video, not a good one.
Actually, it was so good. So we blind taste tested the gourmet jelly beans.
Yeah.
And we would, like, go back and forth. And I don't know why we thought it was entertaining, because after a while, you're kind of like...
Mm-hmm. You're kind of like, there's only, like, six kinds of jelly
beans. Get on, like, with it.
You've already tried them all. And, why, like, are you still doing this?
If we ever got one wrong, we'd be like, no way! I for sure thought that it was cherry champagne.
Those are two different flavors. Anyway.
Well, I ate both of them at once, so...
Okay. Oh, and we did one where we found, like, a tutu on the floor, and we, like, demonstrated, like, 10 different ways to wear it, and I, like, put it around my head
mm-hmm.
as, like, a lion's mane, and then I was, like, pretending it was, like, a luscious... That's a funny word.
So we did that one, and then we did the beans one, and then we did the one where we tried on our makeup in Penny's bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
And we just, like, did, like, horrible makeup. And then we did a cooking special where we had to make cheese bread and brigadeiro.
Brigadeiro.
It's so good.
I thought, since me and Molly are, like, you know, lifelong friends. Let's leave them with some parting knowledge of how a relationship of,
like, what best friends, a best friend can, relationship should look like.
Yeah. So, number one, okay. you're gonna need someone who's really annoying.
Exactly. And matches your energy.
Yeah. This is what you need in a best friend. Someone who's there. And I'm trying really hard not to laugh right now for no reason except I want
to
laugh.
Be serious.
We're trying to be serious.
I think one of the things is, like, you always need to be there for them. Like, it can't
and
be...
And you can, like, talk about things and, like, trust them.
Yeah. But you always need to be encouraging for them. Like, if they're going through something or they need something, just be like, hey, I'm here for you. And that's literally all
I'm
it
here
takes.
For you.
All around. You.
Surround sound. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed listening to us prattle on about literally nothing for the past something minutos.
I mean, we're best friends. We're going to talk about absolutely nothing and think it's entertaining. I'm sorry if you didn't think it was entertaining. If you didn't think it was entertaining, leave.
Blame Molly.
Oh. No, I'm kidding. Don't leave. I always say leave, but don't actually leave.
She would not like it if you left. Like,
I wouldn't.
It would break her small, small heart.
I'd find you. Yeah, it would break what's left of me, which isn't very much.
Which is inside her short, short body.
Okay, thank you for listening to the fourth episode of Hello Molly. Mwah. Okay.